Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 25th. You'll be interested to know, 247 years ago, today in 1777, Philadelphia, then the American capital, was occupied by British forces during the American Revolution. This strategic occupation, which lasted nearly 9 months, aimed to disrupt the Continental Congress and weaken the American fight for independence. No such luck, Sir William. Have yourself another crumpet and bugger off. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy weather today, with a high near 63 and a light east wind. Tonight, there's a chance of rain showers after 11, with cloudy skies and a low of 58. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 6, with a low tide at 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, with a high near 68 and a low around 59. Friday brings a slight chance of morning rain, then mostly sunny skies and a high near 73. The weekend looks pleasant, with highs in the mid-60s to near 68 and lows around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a surprising turn of events, around 12,000 runners who met the qualifying standard for the 2025 Boston Marathon will miss out on a spot at the starting line. Organizers announced this news following an overwhelming rush of applications. Boston is unique among marathons, as it requires amateur runners to achieve a qualifying time based on age and gender, which many view as a prestigious milestone. This year, applicants had to beat their qualifying time by 6 minutes and 51 seconds, marking the largest cutoff in the race's history, aside from the COVID-19-impacted 2021 event. Now on to sports. Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre has revealed that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This places him among the 1 million people living with a condition in the United States. According to John Lehr, the chief executive officer of the Parkinson's Foundation, an estimated 90,000 people will receive this diagnosis this year alone. Parkinson's is a progressive nervous system disorder affecting movement. Lehr noted that a combination of genetic and environmental factors, such as head injuries and pesticide exposure, may contribute to the disease. Notable figures like actor Michael J. Fox and boxer Muhammad Ali have also faced this challenge. In local sports, last night, the Sox edged out the Blue Jays 6-5 in a thrilling 10-inning game in Toronto. Trevor Story and Raffy Devers each knocked in 2 runs, while Yoshida added another RBI. Chris Martin secured the win, and Shugart earned his first save. Brian Bayo pitched 4 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs. The Sox clutch hitting in the 10th inning, including Grissom's RBI single, sealed the victory. This win brings the Sox season record to 80-78. Tonight, the Sox face the Blue Jays again at 7:07. Richard Fitz, with a 2.25 ERA, will take on Kevin Gausman. In top news, scientists have unveiled a third state of life, where dead cells take on new functions after the organism dies. This phenomenon, explored in a recent research review by biologists, highlights ongoing studies into xenobots and arthropods. These innovative cells could potentially deliver drugs without provoking an immune response and assist in addressing conditions like atherosclerosis and cystic fibrosis. The concept of the third state reveals a fascinating and somewhat eerie aspect of biology, as it shows that even in death, cells can adopt new roles, opening doors to exciting possibilities in medical science. In business news, on September 25, 2024, Thailand's government launched the first phase of its ambitious $14 billion digital wallet stimulus scheme, aiming to invigorate the economy. This initiative will eventually provide 10,000 baht each to approximately 45 million people. Initially, cash will be distributed to 14.5 million welfare card holders and disabled individuals, expected to conclude by the end of the month. Prime Minister Pathantarn Shinawatra emphasized, cash will be put into the hands of Thais and create a tornado of spending. However, the scheme faces criticism from economists for being fiscally irresponsible. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $152. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The famed poet's grave, lost for over 450 years, has been discovered at Notre Dame Cathedral, according to scientists. This revelation emerged during a significant restoration project following the cathedral's devastating fire in April 2019. While archaeologists successfully identified one body from an epitaph, the second body remained a mystery. Now, researchers believe the remains belong to the French Renaissance poet, Joachim du Bellay, as reported by France's National Institute of Preventive Archaeological Research. The archaeological efforts, which commenced after the fire, continue as officials anticipate reopening the cathedral in December. And in entertainment news, on Tuesday, renowned filmmaker James Cameron, known for his work on Terminator and Avatar, joined the board of Stability AI, the company behind the controversial image generator Stable Diffusion. This innovative technology, launched in 2022, creates images from text descriptions but has faced criticism. Cameron stated, "I have spent my career seeking out emerging technologies that push the very boundaries of what is possible, all in the service of telling incredible stories." He emphasized that generative artificial intelligence and computer-generated imagery are the next wave in storytelling, reflecting ongoing concerns about the impact of artificial intelligence on society. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor, director, and producer, Clint Eastwood. And he said, "Respect your efforts, respect yourself. Self-respect leads to self-discipline. When you have both firmly under your belt, that's real power." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.